Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming up at 9, our very own Celtics insider Mego on the Boston Celtics. Everybody, by the way, this has been a rare occurrence this season, but everybody healthy when it comes to tonight in the Boston Celtics.
Yep.
So we'll talk to Mego about that and other things. And I think Jackson is grabbing our new coworker who will join us on the show momentarily. It's Zombie from the Twitch chat. You can watch this show on Twitch every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. Good morning, Zombie.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
What's up?
Hey, so I just wanted to call in. I know you were talking about the TikTok ban and just basically that it's just another social media app and things like that. As you know, I do the game streaming stuff or whatever, and I also do it on TikTok. The thing is that you can't just – it's not the same as like a regular social media app. I can't just move the game streaming to another app. It doesn't provide the same things. And we're talking like the tens of millions of people that have small businesses on TikTok. That's the main thing. Like the doom scrollers, it's whatever. But it's the tens of millions of people that started businesses on there, that sell things on there. And then in my line of work, the game streaming, we're talking five-figure incomes that can't be supplemented. And since I can't do the lawn care thing during the main part of, you know, the cold season, like that is all I have to go on during the winter season. So it's a big deal for people like me. Like I'm desperate here to keep it going.
How much do you make by gaming on TikTok?
So I do it on Twitch and I do it on TikTok. On TikTok, I can tell you accurately, it is north of 20K.
A year.
That is per year.
Yeah.
It's good money to be made.
So it varies month. It varies month to month, but like that is significant. Like it is part of the reason why I was even able to buy a house. You know what I mean? Like the lawn care stuff is cool, but the gaming stuff on Twitch is like close to 20, but TikTok is just, it's so different, and it's something, you know, very necessary for a lot of business owners like us.
Well, there will be a social media platform that steps up and replaces it. I mean, it happens all the time.
Well, yeah, I mean, I know at the same time, though, like they're saying, like TikTok kind of replaced Vine, but there was no business aspect and there was no streaming. Like there will be another doom scrolling kind of app where you just flip and you see like, you know, the little you know, battles and things like that that they do, mm-hmm. where people just kind of donate, and it's that's all like whatever. But it's the gaming, it's the people that buy and sell products, and then you got to think about like the good that the app has done, like Keith Lee, like that dude has changed so many lives, and you got to, and all the people that are impacted by stuff like that. It's bigger than just the like a doom scrolling app, you know.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna miss Courtney's Get Ready With Me videos.
Yeah, I mean, I make money off TikTok.
Yeah. The TikTok shop.
But like, I
guys,
yeah,
get ready with me as I go to overpriced med spa in the Seaport.
Yep. No, I don't go to the med spa in the Seaport. Oh. I go to Dream Spa in Brookline. Oh, okay. Thank you.
How will you get free things without TikTok?
I don't really get free things on TikTok. My deals are usually Instagram. So I'm somebody.
So you're okay. You'll say, I think you said you were happy that TikTok was going
well away. Because I'm a doom scroller, but yeah. I understand what Zombie's saying, because yeah, there'll be another app, but then people like Zombie have to create a whole new following on that app. They're not just going to transfer over.
That's why I think you see like there was just another little story out there of Mr. Beast already has like a bunch of billionaires that are ready to purchase TikTok, because they know how much, like they know what type of great investment TikTok is, and it does, you know, whether it's TikTok Shop, there's so many things for people to make money on TikTok.
And people laugh about it. TikTok Shop, like, you make so much money. Like, if you just do it, and people don't consider it a business, influencers make more money than you could imagine.
Yeah. Well, it may go away Sunday. They may shut it down on Sunday. So make sure that you get your TikToks. Your TikTok time in over the next couple of days. All right. Right now, guys, get ready with me as I interview Ted Johnson. Our new coworker announced yesterday he will join the afternoon show here at WEEI. Former teammate of Wiggy's. You know, I generally loathe taking credit for anyone else's success, but... It seems like just yesterday that you began your radio career on a little station called WAAF, Ted Johnson.
Greg, that was the genesis of my my lucrative broadcasting career, no doubt. I was doing the math, buddy. You know, I mean, do you realize how long it's been since I've done an interview on either the Hillman Show or the Greg Hill Show or some variation of Greg and Hill in the name of a show?
I'm afraid.
It's been a long time, bro.
I'm afraid to hear it. How long is it? Is it 20?
Over 20 years. Over 20 years.
Wow.
Yep. It's been over 20 years. So people know I was drafted by the Patriots in 1995. And in 1996, I started a relationship with Greg. And I did his show for 9 straight years. Every Monday after every game, I was there. You could depend on me. I was never late.
Yep.
And I remember, I think you paid me handsomely too. I remember, rounds of golf.
Yeah. It was gift cards for restaurants. I think it was
gift cards. There you go. That was, I mean, so you really hooked me up too. I remember that. Boy, well, but hey, it's good to be on with you and on with you guys. And, who would ever thought that you and I would be teammates? It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's great to have you here, and we're really excited about it. And I tried to get Vrabel going on it yesterday when I suggested that very frequently the late David Crowley and I would take you and Vrabel on golf wise at the Worcester Country Club and take all of your money. So.
Those were the days. You guys did hustle us a little bit, but we also knew we were being hustled because we loved playing those nice courses with you guys. But it was like, those were good times, man. You know, I mean, those early 2000s, those teams, those guys, those characters, and of course, there's only one David Crowley. So you know, those were a lot of fun. And Braves, one of my favorite teammates, and Wiggs, I'm sure, you know, I know you're speaking highly of him. He's a hard guy not to really like. So it feels a little bit strange from I don't know how you guys feel, or, you know, Wiggy, how you feel, but it feels a little bit strange that, you know, I'm analyzing and being critical of someone who I've absolutely loved as a teammate. And that'll be an interesting dynamic.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, is it going to be hard since you guys are so close for you to say how you really feel?
I don't think so. I mean, I was really close to Belichick, and I was pretty hard on him, you know. So that was my boy, right?
You just loved him, man. I
mean, you're tight. So it shouldn't be any problem. It'll be the same thing.
You and Curtis will have that in common, an intense dislike for Bill Belichick.
The guy that ended it all prematurely. We should all love him forever.
Well, you know, I think I've learned that, resentment is like drinking poison but waiting for the other person to die. So I've moved on. I've grown up. I've learned a lot in the last 21 years since we've last talked, Greg. So I'm a more enlightened person now. So I don't carry those resentments and things that used to weigh me down anymore.
I was talking about this earlier. I was shocked by the amount of, and Chime, it's nerd on nerd crime when Chime says it, but Chime said it was predominantly the analytical nerds who were losing their mind yesterday because Mike Vrabel shared, a little bit of analytical knowledge with us about teams that throw the ball over 50 times in a football game, and they're absolutely panicked that he's going to come in here and just run the football. I don't know your thoughts on that. But
I mean, well, if you're just going by his previous years in Tennessee, I mean, the numbers would suggest maybe that his leaning was towards having a heavy run game. I think Mike's smarter than that. I think Mike's, I saw parts of that interview yesterday. I just got to be honest. I mean, he was the smartest guy in the room. When you guys were interviewing him. No offense, you guys are all smart. He's a bright, bright person, and he knows what he's doing. And so, look, he comes from an age, an era in which we and I play where it was more like fighting in a phone booth. Football was more about who was tougher, and it wasn't about scheme and space. And so Mike's from that era. So he takes some of those, methodologies and philosophies into his coaching now. But don't kid yourself. He knows what he's got to work with in Drake May. And he's never had a quarterback at Tennessee. I don't care. Even when Ryan Tannehill was at his best, he couldn't touch what Drake May is capable of doing. And so Mike's going to use that, exploit that, and, Patriots fans shouldn't lose any sleep over that. He's going to have a forward, progressive offense that he'll run for sure.
Does it bother you like it bothers some that Drake May wasn't there for his press conference?
It would have if he was in his third or fourth year. It would have. I'm giving the kid a break. I mean, it's his first year. Maybe somebody should have said something to him. He probably didn't realize in the moment it might be a good idea to just say a few words. Gerard Mayo's just been fired. You've supported him recently. You've had his back. Just say a few words. I'm not sure if anybody said that to him, and I'm not sure he would. I'm giving the guy a pass. He's a rookie. He doesn't know all the situations just yet, and really what his job fully entails, being the figurehead of your football team. And so I'm going to give him a pass for that. I'm going to give him a pass for not being here for Vrabel's announcement, being head coach, because dude, it was a long season for him. He's on vacation, and I don't think it's that big of a deal that he wasn't in attendance at either of those days or has made comments. Now, if he wants to make comments and go on some kind of platform and just give his thoughts, that would be good. But I'm not going to hold that against him, Greg.
Yeah.
And see, the thing about Vrabel, and Teddy could tell you this, the reason why I don't think Vrabel gets, when we're critical of him, I don't think it bothers him because he knows he would be critical of himself, and Teddy knows, like, that's the era of football we were brought up in. Like, when we talked with Jelani Tavai, fans booing us, we understood why we were getting booed when we were playing like ass. And if Vrabel's, coaching like ass and the team is coaching like ass, Teddy knows he'll probably be like, I understand why you're criticizing me. I would criticize me, too, and I think that's going to be the difference between Vrabel and Mayo when you start to see them this year.
Were you, Teddy, were you blown away by what Jelani Tavai said?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, you know, but I shouldn't be. I mean, look, there's I played with a lot of different guys, and I played with some guys that seriously didn't know whether to poop or wine or watch. I had to, you know, I don't know. I always thought it was D lineman. You know, they're, I literally, if you just say Ringo Lucky, it tells them to go right or left. Like, that is how you talk to a defensive lineman. But I think the kid's a smart guy, and I think it's going to be totally fine. I do.
Yeah. All right. Well, you begin on Tuesday afternoon. Is that correct?
Hey, I start Tuesday afternoon. I do. Yep, that's my first day. So looking forward to that.
So you needed one long weekend before you began?
I would have started earlier if they needed me.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Me, I mean, yeah. No, I was ready to go right now.
All right.
It was up to the, you know, they picked that date, and so I'm not going to argue with them.
And Teddy,
I'm ready to go when they tell me.
I know you're a big, strong guy. Ken can be intimidating, but I promise he's totally benign. He's not anything to be worried about.
Yeah, Ken, he's your new coach. Ken is your new Bill Belichick.
Right, he's an unsuccessful Belichick. That's what we call him.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm going to look out for Ken for sure now.
Ken will not make right. you. He will not make you practice when you are concussed. I can guarantee you that. He will not do that. Well, we're really excited, and I'm really happy that you're here, and can't wait to get it started.
Welcome,
welcome. And
thanks, you guys. I appreciate the warm welcome. Thank you very much.
All right,
it's gonna be fun, bro. It's are we gonna hang again? Friends again? Are we going to hang out, play some golf? Can I ride those coattails again?
But I feel like we were always friends. Are you still in the Seaport area?
I'm not. I've left the Seaport area. Oh. Yeah, I'm. I'm in the my little cute little bridge town of Melrose.
Oh, all
right. I've enjoyed living here. It's close to everything, and so it's in good people, and it's got two grocery stores, which is very important to me. I need to have two grocery stores in my town, and they do.
Why do you need to have two?
Because you got to have a Whole Foods, and I got to have, some other type, Shaw's, Star Market, but I do got to have a Whole Foods in the town I live in. That's a prerequisite.
I will say Whole Foods may have arguably the best, when it comes to the deli counter, the best store-baked turkey
that is available on the market.
Oh, really?
They have the best everything.
In the form of Mary's.
Okay. I like their pizza.
Mary's turkey.
Hold on. Everybody just stop talking. Wiggy, mm-hmm. say that again. Just say what you just said, and everybody listen to what Wiggy just said. Go ahead, Wiggy, go.
I like their pizza. I love their pizza at Whole Foods.
The flatbread.
Yep.
The flatbread.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best pizza you'll ever have that you don't buy from, you know, your favorite pizza place down the road. I've put Whole Foods flatbread pizza up against almost any pizza out there.
Really?
Yeah, they got good pizza. Good. Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Better than Market Basket?
Kidding. Oh, yeah. Better. Huh? Yeah. Yeah.
I've never had a Market Basket. I hear great. Everybody loves Market Basket.
Yeah.
But I'd put it. My guess is it's better than Market Basket. Mm-hmm. It's delish. So give it a shot, man.
If you go to Market Basket, get the wings. The Market Basket wings.
Get the sandwiches.
Spectacular.
Well, let's stop talking to Greg like he goes. The concierge right. shops for him.
And there's no way. When's the last time you've been in Market Basket?
I use the app.
When's the last time you used the app to have Market Basket delivered to you?
It's the delivery is $9.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's going to cost me that much when it comes to gasoline
or parking
to drive over there.
Right.
So I go delivery.
Right. But I'm willing to bet you that even if you go delivery,
I was in a Whole Foods with DMs.
Right.
On I don't know. It's probably Saturday.
Right.
I go there.
No, I'm not saying you don't go there, but I'm saying
we were getting smoothie ingredients.
Right,
Greg and his caretaker went to the store.
We needed some almond butter, and we needed some pineapple.
Right, but I'm just saying Market Basket is not at the top of your list.
But Market Basket is on the app. You can get
no, I know it is. But he would go to other grocery stores before, or he would order from other grocery stores before Market Basket.
I don't know.
Keep it a buck.
And no,
hey, Hillman.
Yes,
can I interject? I'm curious. I love this discussion, by the way. But are you a Trader Joe's guy?
No,
that's the only thing.
No.
Okay,
yes, you are.
No, I have gone there. The only thing I like at Trader Joe's is the JoJo's, the peanut butter and chocolate, JoJo's.
And the focaccia and the cheesy bread. Ted, he's a Trader Joe's guy on every day that ends in A.
I famously call it Trader Blow.
Yeah, you do.
Just say every day that ends in A,
like Wednesday.
Yeah, he does like A-O.
A.
Every day that ends in A.
Not like the letter A.
A, like the font.
Like the A.
Yeah.
I just want this to be on the record. The Greg Hill Show is obsessed with Shaw's. I love Shaw's.
Yes,
they have everything that we just talked about, but better deals. There's one that's right around the corner. I'm going to go there after the show.
The
and
best
I also like
cake
their,
in the business.
Their
actually.
Cupcakes are Dying chef's out. Kiss.
Well, and they're when it comes to the, do you like the rotisserie chicken?
Mm-hmm.
They have an incredible rotisserie chicken at Shaw's. It comes in a little bag, arguably the best that there is. And by the way, Shime, on the TikTok or on the Instagram, you can use the rotisserie chicken already cooked, if you're lazy, for multiple chicken recipes. Like buffalo chicken dip, you can use that rotisserie that you just break it up and boom, you're all
set. You can
stick
it in NyQuil. It's really good.
My wife uses it to make quesadillas.
She uses it to make quesadillas?
Yep.
And they's hitting.
Oh, yeah, they's hitting.
Easy bake quesadillas.
Have you ever done the the buffalo chicken quesadilla tray?
Buffalo chicken. They's hitting now.
Very simple.
Huh? They's hitting.
Take the fajitas.
Uh-huh.
Get a sheet pan.
Okay.
Cookie sheet. Lay the tortillas down.
Mm-hmm.
Throw the rotisserie chicken on.
Okay.
Get some Mike's Hot or who makes the hot? Is it Mike's?
Yeah.
Mike's Hot Honey.
Lemonade.
No, like the buffalo chicken sauce. Frank's. Put that on.
Put that bleep on everything.
Put that on there. Put the cheese on. Fold. Carefully fold the tortillas over the top.
Uh-huh.
Brush with a little melted butter.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that in at 400 for about 15, 20 minutes, and you have a full sheet pan of buffalo chicken quesadillas.
Boom.
Okay?
Wow.
That one is for free. No charge for that.
Nico.
Courtney on TikTok.
Wow.
All right, Ted Johnson, you begin on the afternoon show on Tuesday, and can't wait to see you, and I will hit you up later. I'm glad you're back.
It's good to talk to you, buddy, and all you guys. I look forward to seeing all you guys very, very soon, and keep up the good work, and I look forward to being y'all's teammates. So we'll talk to you guys next week.
We have I know, are you still you used to ski a lot. Are you still skiing? You should come to our
Huh? I love it. Yeah. You know, dude, that was our spot at Wachusett,
yes.
Crowley hooked us up. Yep. And so my kids learned to ski there, and both my kids are going to schools kind of in the area. They're going to college, my son in Vermont and my daughter in upstate New York. So I ski with them. I love skiing hill, man. It's nothing pretty. I mean, you know, 260 pounds, pretty much, you know, I ski like I play football. It's a straight line, not a lot of, you know, agility. It's kind of just point straight and go. So, but I love to. Let's get out. You got an event?
Yeah, we're doing a couple snow shows. The first one is at Loon a week from Friday, but there are others. So maybe we'll have you come out and join us for a snow show. We would love it.
The one in Loon would be tough, but after that, count me in, okay, bud?
All right. All right, Ted Johnson, thank you. Ted Johnson begins on the WEEI afternoon show on Tuesday, and we will be right back.